Hi, this is Lindsay Powers, and I'm doing my recording for my empathy portrait. Can you introduce yourself and your relationship to me?
Hi, I'm Brenda Powers, and I am Lindsay's mom.
Tell us about yourself. What do or did you do for a living?
I currently work at Ithaca High School. I'm the principal's secretary. I also coach volleyball and work at a hotel for discounts for Lindsay's dance.
What is your family like?
My family is kind of small. I'm married. I have an older son, Alex, who is 19, and Lindsay is 14 in ninth grade.
Do you have any pets?
We have one dog, a Rottweiler named Bailey, who just turned 2 in November.
What do you like to do in your spare time?
Spare time? Who has spare time? I work most of the time, but I actually enjoy coaching, and I coach volleyball and softball, but I do enjoy playing volleyball. I don't get to do it much just because I work so much, but that's what I like to do.
What is your favorite food or drink?
I would have to say my favorite food is brownies with chocolate chips in it, and my favorite drink, I don't really have a favorite drink. My drink of choice is water, I would say.
Is there a time in your life which you have had to overcome something that was hard for you?
Yes, there was. There's been a couple.
Are you willing to share that with me?
Sure. I've had a couple, but probably the one that sits with me the most is at age 35, I found out that I had intestinal cancer. It's a very rare type of cancer. That was probably the hardest for me because, like I said, I was only 35. I'm currently 48 now. But at the time, Alex was only 7 and Lindsay was a year and a half old. Having to deal with that, because typically when I was a kid, cancer was a death sentence for you. So if you got cancer, it meant that you were probably going to die. And that was pretty hard for me with having 2 young children and not knowing the future of that. I guess the thing that actually kept me going was the fact that I had the 2 young kids and that I had to keep going for them. They did surgery and remove the cancer. They had to do surgery again 2 years later to remove what they thought was more cancer. I had to go every 3 months and get rechecked. I go every month and get this shot that's like $18,000 a month. But it's been more than 10 years, which is usually the expectancy of it. If you can get past 10 years, that's usually a pretty good thing. However, I still have tumors on my liver that they continue to check. I go to Rochester for that now, to the Cancer Institute in Rochester. But I guess keeping a positive attitude, my attitude was that I can't control the cancer, so I'm not going to let it control me. And I think that helped me get through it, and it still does today. It was probably a year and a half before it really hit home that that's what had happened, just because I always kept a positive attitude with it. I'm one of those suck it up buttercup type of people, so that's exactly what I did.
Is there a symbolic element that reminds you of the difficult time in your life you shared with me? If yes, how does this element represent your struggle or resolution?
I would say the symbolic element for me would be, during my difficult time, was my family. My family was what kept me moving forward, kept me staying positive, kept me doing what I'm supposed to. People kept saying, oh, make sure you go to your appointments. And I made sure I made every single appointment just because I wanted to be here for my family. You know, you start thinking, my kids are so young. Am I going to see them graduate from high school? Am I going to see them graduate from college? Am I going to see them get married? Am I going to see grandkids? It's all those negative thoughts that come with a diagnosis like that. But I would say a picture of my family would be a symbolic element, because they are what kept me going, and they stood by my side, and they still do, because they still have to deal with it on a daily basis. And this element represents my struggle, my determination, because I was determined to fight it, because that's what I do. Giving up is not an option. Quitting's not an option. So I'm very competitive, and losing's not an option, and I was not going to lose that battle. So I would say my family would be the symbolic element.
What advice do you have in general for people when they are struggling or going through a tough period in their lives?
My advice would be to keep fighting, surround yourself with people who support you. I think that's important. Figure out what your goal is, like what do you want the end result to be, and don't quit until you get there. You know, it would have been easy to just give up and give in, but you have to keep fighting and figure out what's most important to you. And like I said, my family was what was important to me. And so I fought the battle, not only for myself, but for my family as well. So just keep a positive attitude, do what you're supposed to, and keep fighting. If it's something that you have no control of, then it's out of your hands anyway. So do the best that you can do and be positive about it the whole time.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome anytime.